We're all aware that men aren't necessarily fantastic at looking after their health. So it was interesting to see that there is a worldwide drive happening this Sunday, 28th of September, to raise awareness about men's health, and in particular in City of Moreton, about prostate health. Steve Wicks is the drive administrator for the Caboolture Regional Car Club and joins 101.5 this morning to chat about the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Steve, for our listeners who might be picturing just another car show, paint us a picture of what the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive actually looks like. The atmosphere must be electric when you see these dapper drivers and their vintage machines all gathered together. So, what is the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive about?
5 years ago, the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive started and is held worldwide the last weekend in September. Ladies and gentlemen dress to impress and drive their pre-1985 classic vehicles. The style of clothes worn often complements the era of the vehicle, with tweed, flat caps, string-back gloves, suits, ties, often a top hat or two. The ladies will wear complimentary finery. This year, the event will take place in 46 countries with a total of 146 drives and over 1,560 drivers registered.
That's amazing. Now, while this event is absolutely a feast for the eyes and straight out of Downton Abbey with the classic style of tweed jackets and vintage cars, there's a really serious purpose behind it all, isn't there?
Yes, like the original ride, which was again held this year, the events are to raise awareness and donations for men's health. And in particular, the donations go to Movember for prostate cancer research. I think everyone has a friend or family member that has been impacted by prostate cancer.
This is really interesting stuff, Steve. Let's take a quick song break and then we'll be back with more straight after that. We're here with Steve Wicks, and he's the drive administrator for the Caboolture Regional Car Club, and we're talking about the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive. And Steve, looking at the worldwide leaderboard, Australia looks streets ahead in involvement in the drive and in actually money raised. So we really want to make a difference in the lives of our men here in City of Moreton. For listeners who are thinking, I'd love to be part of this, maybe they've got a classic car gathering dust in the garage, or they're just passionate about the cause. What's their next step? How can listeners be involved?
Those interested can register via the website gentlemansdrive.com. Enter your details, choose your country, state, and the Caboolture Drive. Once registered, you will receive a link to a page where you can put photos, details of your car. Friends and family can donate or sponsor here to add to your total. It costs nothing to register. Then join us on Sunday the 28th, gathering at 8 for a 9 departure from St. Michael's College car park. The drive is a quiz scavenger hunt with a mystery finish for lunch. There will be a morning tea stop at a state school where you can purchase morning tea from the PNC to assist with their fundraising. We have prizes donated from local businesses for highest donations earned for the drive, first place in the quiz, and best dressed gentleman and lady.
We're almost out of time, Steve, but can you give us all the details once more, please, just in case someone missed it?
Definitely. Register on gentlemans.com, gentlemansdrive.com, I should get it right. Dress to impress and compliment your classic car. It costs nothing to register. However, you must be registered to participate in the event. Thank you again for having me.
It sounds such a fun event for such a good cause. And even if you can't take part, you can always help by making a donation to the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive charity partner, Movember. Steve Wicks, thank you for joining us. And you are keen to be seen in a perfect mix of sartorial elegance and classic car. You can listen again to the details on 1015fm.com.au and search podcasts.